Okay, so we have the Shuvas HaRadvaz, Siman Dal, Chelek Dalet, what's called Elef Kuf Lamed Hei. Now let's read together. One of the basic first of Mitzrayim, you ever see on the board? Okay, what's the reason? You don't know when the Gemara makes. Now, we know after an hour, you know. So it's not Chalash Yisosa Magolo. Quotes the Rambam, right? We saw yesterday the Rambam, you don't know, and he do know. And he says more than that. He says it's either Bahalochas Gedolos that we saw yesterday quoted in the Rosh. So that's what he says. But the Rosh says the Ramban and the Rambam argue. Dav Kamili here. Then he wants to defile. You love the Mistapina, have a minute ain't Bahad Choluk against the Rosh. The Rosh is the Machlaikis. Between the Ramban and the Rambam on the one hand and the Bahad. No, it's no Machlaikis. Ad kaloka omar harav elo bisman. Listen carefully. Shemosu lenochrim im hachnosas yomtiv. The oz vaday misyashin mimenu. Right? Bahag is talking about Erev Yomtiv, you saw. Listen carefully, please. Ava misaru lekatafim Yisrael uvachol kema sheish man shikbaru v'yodiyu krovav ein misyashin mimenu ad sheyedu. Then he quotes the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. Quotes the Ramban. Then he says, Helcha Behedrishakosa Matin. Matin. See, he's back in the word. Think about Matin Loma. It's inclined, leans that way. Below Omar Shazui Sarasa Bavada. Even if you disagree, so therefore we do not follow the Bahad. So far, so good, Rabbosai. Now watch the last part. So far, we've seen this already yesterday, more or less. Now comes the critical punchline with the two Girsot, the two texts, the original text and then the amended text. The Hecha the Nikbar Ben Hashmoshes, a new story. They haven't had this. Ben Hashmoshes. Who's talking Ben Hashmoshes over here? We didn't have this until now. Chal Avelus, Afilu al Osam Shlo Holchu im Amito, V'ol Olehem Yom Echad. This is on a Stam weekday. This is very important. It's Halacha L'Maaseh. It happens all the time. The winter time, they go to us to do Kvura, and they try to get the Kvura before Shki, and they miss it. 10 minutes later, they finish the Kvura. We pass halacha l'maaseh like this, that the early day counts as day one of the shiva. Sveikat rabbanu l'kula. Good. But now comes the dicey part. V'chein im hoya erev aregel. Botel mehem aregel zera shiva. Afal pish lo chazur akrovim. Ela acha she nichlas ha-shabbos al aregel. They didn't come back from the cemetery until after Shabbos. You know, they had started already. Afal pisha b'shara yomim lo chal aleim avelus ad sheyachzur akrovim because the Ramban zal. Normally, if the cemetery is close by, you don't start till the avelim come back, as we saw from the Ramban. But it happens to be erev Shabbos Yontif, it does start. Why? The Tama de Milsa is very important. That is the last line. It's the most important line. The dat on olav ad sheyachzur akrovim came in shechosim b'yom akvura mamsh. Okay, so you have in mind. I will kevan shenikba b'yom v'shavim b'layla. That's the case which is being described earlier, which is an Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos. Ein datam olav ad sheyisosem agolim. Okay, Rabbi said, what is the last line? Yes. Perhaps. So the Biurim quotes this, as I told you yesterday. And he quotes this line at length, he quotes this Radvaz at length, with an emendation. It was in Shin Ayin Hey, am I correct? Siv Beis. Watch this now. Quotes the Radvaz. Watch this. I'm reading to you from the Biurim Top Shin Ayin Hey Siv Beis the Mamaschil Mi. The Tama the Milsa Mi the Radvas. The Dat and the Love Achiyach to a Krovim Kevin Shechos and Biyom Akvurim Mamish. Abul Kevin Shenikvur Biyom Shavim Balayla. Ain Dat and Olav Ella Achiyisasa Magolo. See the word Ella here? He writes in parentheses, the word Ella is not in the Radvaz, but it must be that way. And the Matzevah Smash, the Chayodim, draws in the word Ella. As you know me, I'm not quick to jump to emendations. See, I'm not the first one to jump, oh yeah, the Tosafot for 1, 2, 3. You're stuck. You have no choice. But as we shall see. So let's first see what the Biurim says pshat in this new Girsan in the Radvaz, and I'll give you my pshat. Baboche Yivchar. Okay? Okay. So I'm reading you what the Biurim says. Like this. He says, if I'm reading his words, this is our five of Kohen Shlita's words, and explaining what the Radvaz means. When Ramban says you don't start avail till they come back and said he's buried, not the pshat the ad oz ain't tzoroch linog availus mitam sofik shemel and nikbar adai. No, ad she shemel me'akvura lo chayal alayu availus mitam vadai. I feel it for nikbar ameis. Why should the akati datam alay kevan shemeina mudoim la'akvura? They don't know. You're still thinking about it. Every second you're thinking about it. But, you know, you don't know if he's buried yet. You know what you call today in America? Closure. There's no closure. Right? Because you're waiting for that. We call today the phone to ring. Well, in those days, there was no phones. Wait until they walk into the door. Oh, to the door. Thank God. Closure. He's buried. Till that time, there's no events. And the Radvaz says, that's Shuwen. Shechos and Lodiyam Bosalayam. Okay. Understand very well what the Ramban said. Shem chozim yad bo bayom. The rak bazeud lo chayal avelas ad sheivodim me'akvura. He's saying a fact which I don't think to be correct. Chilas kvodim. He's saying it's a psychological fact. When is a Heser Hadas and when he says when the day ends, okay, when the sun sets, so the stars come out, I'm not sure what halachic definition you want to give it. That's when I'm a Siyach, that's when I, okay, closure. I didn't know Mivin. He left them, they separated from the Mace at noon. Okay? Sunset today, 8:30 in the evening. So for the 8 hours I'm still thinking. Oh, it got dark? I'm not thinking about it anymore. It's closure. Why should that be so? Yes?
He only said it by regular chapters.
I understand.
He knows that they did the burial by day.
How do you know? You can bury through burial by night.
No, Yonder and Shabbos.
Yes, you can. Yonder?
Except in Yonder by the Amen.
Right.
They went with to do it themselves.
No, it's not so clear. Not so clear. Some of the cases we're talking to, look at the, we showed it. Anyway, that's what his pshat is. Okay, so let's read according to his pshat. Let's read it together because he added a word. He says the comeback on that day. You're thinking about it, but kevash and nikla b'yom v'shavim b'layla ain datam olav ella ad shi'sasa mago. So what does that mean? What are the words? If the steamer's goal took place before and you didn't hear about it till later, that's what Charles is saying. So I assume it's referring to a case where it turns out in retrospect that there was a kavura by day. He didn't know about it at the time. Afal piken yatav was not going off the ship. That's how I understand what he's saying. The Ella. Am I quoting him correctly? I want to make sure I'm quoting him correctly. I have an alternative shot. I want to give you my shot. And you know, I have to say, maybe his pshat is right, my pshat is wrong. That's very frequently the case. So I'll give you my pshat. I have a bit of a different interpretation. I'm going to give you my pshat. It's like this. And again, going through my logic. If he didn't, there was no Esar Hadas for 8 hours from the time I turned my back till Shkia. I'm not going to send me a Esar Hadas because it happens to be Shkia. I think it's the other way around. And I think it's what Ike meant. When it gets dark and Yontif comes in, I'm a Davka Esar Hadas. I make a conscious decision before the Yontif comes in. Listen, I waited patiently for 8 hours. Kiboshish, Loretis Menahar, not coming back. I'm out of here. I'm not going to my Yontif mode. Erev Yontif mode is followed by Yontif mode. I'm a Siach Das. That's Psha. That's Psha. And if I'm right, Rabbi Osai, it doesn't matter when the burial took place. When did the burial happen? So you're assuming, and he's assuming, that the end will find out. The burial took place by day. We don't know it in real time. It didn't come back yet. But if I'm right, it doesn't matter. It turns out at the end of the day, you know what? They did the burial at night through Goyim. Doesn't make a difference. I turned myself on. I turned the switch when it got dark. I'm a Siach Das. I'm in my pre-Yontif and Yontif mode. And Yontif knocks off the Shiva. And probably it's a good reason. Why am I turning off the switch? I don't want to sit at Shiva for a whole week after Pesach. So I'd say, okay, I'm out, finished. I told you the story with my grandmother's Levi, with Rabbi Pelkovitz Shalita, told the Goyesh, Louis, you take this coffin to the tomorrow to the airplane, and all the children went back to the house, and it's Yer Das, that's all. So here the same thing happened, it's Ezra Das. If that's the case, let's read what it says. Okay? My Girsa is the correct Girsa, the original Girsa. I don't care when the Sasa Magol took place. It took place before Yontif, on Yontif. I'm not interested. I'm turning off the machine. Till now I was waiting impatiently at the door. Now it's 10 minutes for Yontif. Turn it off. I'm not waiting for some goal. Whether it happened, it did happen, will happen, it doesn't. I can't really worry about that anymore. So I think you have to change the gears. That's what I thought the pshat is. Huh? Why did he say Ben Hashemashas? Why Ben Hashemashas? Why? The answer is, if you look carefully, what's he talking about over here? He's talking about two things. Two things he's talking about. What are we talking about? We're talking about both Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Right? First, he's talking about Erev Shabbos. Right? A lot of very bad Hashemashas in Erev Shabbos. Then, Erev Aregel can even bury. Yeah. And he says over here, after Chazikom El Acha Shenichnas HaShabbos, and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a burial on Shabbos, even through Goyim. That's where the Ben Hashemashas comes in. Oh, Aregel, but Regel. Can even they bury him at night to Goyim? That's my read. Again, I'm not Bocha Yivcha. I'm not saying I'm right. It could be that I'm wrong and the Metzavis Moshe and the Bar Yashulchan are right. I'm giving you my Pesha. Okay. You have a Kasha.
Yeah, the
words
don't illustrate. Why is he contrasting Ashi Asar Kovim with Ashi Tasma Golo? He should have said, Ina Droba, Ashi Asar Kovim.
No. He says, I'll okay, but should they.
Either should have said, Afilo Ashi Tasma Golo, or he should have said, Ashi Asar Kovim. He never mentioned anything about
Siyas HaGolo. No. No. The point is, we don't know when the burial was.
Correct.
What if the burial was on Yontif?
Say it.
So you mean to tell me that the burial is on Yontif and their Avelis is knocked off by the Shiva, which their Shiva is knocked off by the Regal, which took place, which entered in before the burial? Yeah, Bitmiya. The answer is yes, Bitnichusa. Even that case.
He didn't mention it. He's only talking about Yasser Krug.
Olav, then mind is not on it. You would, until now, he's worried about Yisrael Samagol. But how will he find out Yisrael Samagol? Hakzara Sakrom is not a magic potion. Hakzara Sakrom is when they tell him that this Samagol.
That's what the term is. That's not the same Samagol. The term is Hakzara Sakrom.
No, I understand that. But he's saying a bigger Kiddush. He's saying a bigger.
You should say Afilu.
That. Ein datum olav. Their mind is not on it. Not afilu.
Even to wait for Simas Lagol. They're not thinking about it anymore. Even they're not even waiting for Simas Lagol anymore. According to what Rabbi's saying, should say the word afilu there.
Maybe. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
That's why the chayyam changed it.
Maybe. I have no time to say chayyam's shot, but I'm just going to be my shot. Okay. Eilu ve'eilu. Rabbos ha'avelis b'shabbos. That's our topic for right now. Please open the Gemara. Chav gimel amad beis, chav dal amad al. It's a sugis of Gemara. It's pretty even. We read out a nice hint into the sugis when we read the Melchamas yesterday. That was a good preview. But the Melchamas, there were really three shittas over here. What are the three shittas? There's no avelis in Shabbos. There's full avelis in Shabbos. And the end of the day, Dvarim Shimon Sinanoag, which the Ramban understood to mean fundamentally, there's ain't avelis in Shabbos. He equated with Yotta, if you recall. But nonetheless, Dvarim Shimon Sinan is no. That's his understanding. Fine. So, Rabosai, Tosis on the Chav Gimel of the Beis, the top Tosis. Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos. B'Dvar M'Shibet Sinemayri. Oh! This is against the Ramban. Ramban said that the one at the beginning of the Sukkah held is full of Avelis B'Shabbos. Tosis, no! It never happened. It was never a Svar that way. Never a Svar. Even from the beginning, they knew the distinction between Sin and Farhesya. That's a good machlok, Tosis and the Ramban. The Ramban is against Tosis, B'Ferish. Okay, fine. Now I have to get to the understanding of the Maskonas and Gemara, which is very, very tricky. What's the Maskonas and Gemara? Omar Shmuel, Chof Dalet Omar Aleph. Pachas Chova Neser Rishus. I'm not sure how they look at the fans, how they vocalize. It's just a Rosh Hatavis. Right? What is Pachas Chova Neser Rishus? The Gemara explains what they are. Priyas Arosh, Chazaras Kerel Achorav, Zekivas Hamita, Chova. I mean, let's just talk between ourselves. That's for Hesya. That's public, right? Guys, walk. The best example is he's walking around with a ripped garment. You can't walk with a ripped garment on Shabbos. That'll be a very big Zion and covered Shabbos. That's called for Hesya. So too, you walk around like Lawrence of Arabia, a team is Ishmaelim. That's you don't normally do that. That's a disgrace to Shabbos. And what else? To keep us, I mean, if you have walk with a bed turned upside down, it's also fine. But the other three things are considered to be betzina. What are they? Nilas a sandal, tashmash amita, rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim, b'cham. Alright, so obviously the last two is clearly tashmash is the ultimate davar betzina. And what do you wash in that betzina? Nilas a sandal is a little bit of a swing vote. So the Ramban had a problem with Nilas a sandal. But the other two, fine. Writer, Rav Amar, Ah Priyas Arosh Rishus. Rishus means it's not so befares as you can do it. Yeah, Rav says a lot of people walk around with their heads covered. Says the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara together. You with me? Ushvuol Maishna Nielas Hasandal the Rishus. Why? The Lav Kuli Alma Abide this time of Misanayu. Not everyone walks around with shoes. We spoke of this before, right? People in this room don't walk around with shoes all the time. They take off their shoes and they walk into the house. Like millennials, forgive me for using that expression. I don't want to insult anybody. Yeah. Priyas Arosh, Nami Lav Kuli Amar Avida De Magli Reshayim. Yeah, people walk around with hats. Oh, Shmuel Atamei. Tama Shmuel, Kol Atifa, Sheena Katifa, Tishmaelim and Atifa. I skipped the line of Kara Sheena Meshaz Chima and the Kara. We'll come back to that. I thought we might get to it today, but we're going to forget about it. Maybe tomorrow. Oh, maybe today. I should never give up. Okay, fine. Mechvi Rabnachman, I guess. Ad guvi de dikna. What does that mean? What do the words mean, ad guvi de dikna? What do the words mean? Anybody know? Rashi, gumos shebelechi lemata mipiv. Until here. Gentlemen, going which way? From top or from the bottom? Till here, from here to here, from here to here. They will say, we don't do this anyway. We don't do the Hirshim anymore. You know when it's no Gehel Lamaisa? Every morning. Atipas Atalas. The Minigas do Atipas Yishmelim. So Rabbi Noah and Ktsos HaShulchan, I used to hear from his son all the time, Rabbi Baruch, quoted his father saying, what people do is ridiculous. People take the talus, and they click the talus over the head, down to here. He said, even the Yishmaelim, you know, with all their whatever, they're not that silly to cover their heads completely down to near the chin. Rather, what Lawrence of Arabia did, what the old Kafirs did, which means they covered themselves like till here. Then they went from the bottom up till here. So all that was left out was a little, small little thing there because there was so much sandstorms in the desert. So he's very upset, Rav Noah, when people do this chassidish kind of a way down to here. It's incorrect. And it's, so you'll say, okay, so you do without it. It's a shalom hefsik, he says, between the bracha of the satan betzitzis and till you finally put it on normally. If you do it the way we do it, that tibbetzit shemayin, okay, that's proper. But if you do it the other way, that's nothing, that's ridiculous. No one ever wears a talus like that. That's a hefsik and zman between the time you made the bracha and the time you put it on around your shoulders. Ad kan tvarav HaKadoshim. I think he's completely right. It's a put to disagree with him based on the Mishnah Brura. It's not a topic for this minute, but since it's relevant to this sugi, this is only sugi that we have in Shas, it tells you what it is. Fine. Let's go right. This is what we saw a little bit yesterday. Lo Shanu. It's Rav Yochanan speaking. Remember the name. Lo Shanu Elash Elam and Elayim Baraglav. Avayeshim and Elayim Baraglav. Min Olav Mochichin Olav. Okay. So what does that mean? So the best, do you have the Rashi Ksaviyat in your Gemara? So you don't have it. No. Let me do it. What does the regular Rashi say? Is there a Rashi here? Yeah. Lo shanu priyas harosh b'shabas tzorach legalos chotmos svamos kano shem mechusa b'meyav lo lo diakein avelos b'shabas alashen min alayim baragot alayish min alayim mochich olav eino avel. Right? And Ovel, Avel Galas Rosh, and a Tzorach. Bim Bolis Hadden, but Sin Avel Gdiv is Yishmaelen, Ein Bekach Klum. Question. What's the word Betzina doing there? Does Rashi make a distinction between the house and out of the house? That's what it sounds like. What does it mean? I'm not exactly sure, but that's what Rashi seems to say. Well, this is, you know, the regular printed Rashi. In any event, this is what it says. Okay, so far so good? So far so good. What does Shmuel hold? I'm asking you a question. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel says, hey, you have to make sure, right? Shmuel says that Pachas is Chova, right? Because Atib is Ishmaelim. What does the rock say? What does the rock say? No, where's the rock? Shmuel Tamei. Everyone see it? And my print is on the bottom of the previous omen. I don't know if you have the same print that I have. Parkinus Shmuel Tamei. Dama called Kerash and Mishaskim. Call Atiba and Mishaskim and Matifo. Top of the next page. Piris Atiba Yishmaelim. Dama Shmuel Mechasa Svamo Zukono Vachot Obimitznafto Obit. Taliso, you go from the bottom, right? You cover your that part of the nose. Yeah. With a Shabbos, Torah, the Galas, Cholma, was from Ozakono, Shehoya, Mechusa, Bimeyablo, Kiein, Ova, Bishabbos. Abo, the Galas, Rosho, ain't sorry. But to take off your hat or whatever covering you have on your head, this you need not do. Okay? So we say Priyasa Rosh Chova, so not some Meduyach, not the Rosh itself. It's Priyas, the complete garment, which was also covering a Rosh. Is that a Ha'orah, no? Priyasa Rosh, it's left up. The Rosh you're allowed to keep covered. It's the other part they have to be uncovered. Let's take a look in the Ritva, okay? They both said let's look in the Ritva. Thank you. Zvah is bothered, according to Shmuel. Koshni to Shmuel, Lama Chayav Legalos Rosho, Tana Priyas Rosh, Yigalos Svamo. According to the Rach, that's exactly what you have to do. But the Ritva took Priyas Rosh literally. Can't blame him. The Rosh is ahead. Yigalos Svamo, Umashu Keni Shmuel Bavad. The Ritva says that's exactly that the Rach is exactly what you have to do. It's not, that's not Pshat the word Priyas Rosh. The Yeshlova, the Kevin, the Chilohavi Keni Shmuel, Lava Tifahi Klal. Lama yinig ba b'shabbos lo tzorach. The Ritva says, why bother? Shlo tzorach. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. V'hashad osas lochi nirali. The Rav mode the mitzvah sativ is shmelim. The Hainu ad gabi dikta k'the parash of Nachman. It's a pasuk. Pasuk means many psukim. The Rav Savar, shezel a mitzvah, aval eino ma'akev, aval pishen atkativ is a shmelim, atifahi. That's what Rav holds. That's what Rav holds. The came and shekane, b'shabes lo yifaro shol legamri, ali asu der alav, tolo minka v'noag avelus. L'manav is eki after divay Rav mitzvah b'chol atkativ is a shmelim. A whole new story. Rav agrees it's a mitzvah to be a shmel. And Shmuel agrees atifa, which is shaloki shmel, you're not yotze, but it looks a little bit like a velus. So the chayav legalos rosha kipshuta. Kipshuta. Not like the Rach said. So what does the Rach say? Take a look. How do we paskin? Back to the Rach. V'kayimlon karav, look inside the Rach, it's on the side of the page. V'kayimlon karav, okay, Aksud Kaimel Karav. What? Then it says as follows. Vimbol is Ate Bitsina Kativis Ishmaelin Ein Bekach Klum. Why? Ein Bekach Klum. It's the same kash I asked against Rashi before. What do you mean Bitsina? Why can't I do it in public? What? Well, according to Rav, the Pashta says the additional Atifa Kishmelim is Lomala Lomorid. So what does that demonstrate? It's not halachically required. Unless you'll say the Rav holds out the mitzvah, the Rav is Modeh, that's a mitzvah the Chatchila, and they have also the Farhesia. We pass like Shmuel, it's Ma'akim, again, Be'ikir Adin. And it's certainly also the Farhesia according to the Rav. But the Ramban says the Rav also holds Atifa Kishmelim against the Rav. And nonetheless, Priyas Arosh is Rishus, because some people walk around like that, like there are Yishmaelim around. People follow the Yishmaelim. Oh. Now back to the Tosis. Everyone look at the Tosis. Chavdal, Hochi, Omar Yochanan, Vroam, Shemitzina, Noek. Take a look. Pasik Malachos Gedolot, Krav Yochanan. Lafuki, Mirabah, Shmuel, the Yarm Eliel, Tashmash, Amitra, Rishus, Udvroam, Shemitzina, Hu. What does that mean? What does that mean? They understand Rishus to mean Kipshuto. See what's going on? Rishus means I can do whatever I want. I can be the kind of mitzvah Tashma Shemita, or I can decide not to. No, Rabbi Yochanan is against them. Dvar Meshimitzinin, no, is an Easter of Tashma Shemita. We learned earlier. That Rishus means Mamela, you are required to keep those laws. That's why I read Pshat. Sorry, I didn't really touch the Pshat. Personal Pshat Rishus Kipshuto. Optional. I said, once it's optional, you have to do it because it's not a disgrace to Shabbos. And you're not available, so you got to do it. Tos learns a Kipshuto. Rishus? Huh. Unbelievable. Kot of Yochanan, of course, is also. This being the case, we can say as follows. Says follows. The Gemara has over here on the right. The Gemara here is discussing what should be done and what shouldn't be done. Let's take a look. Tosfos the Perek Kamed Ksuvos Nami Kamer Alav Besayel Dele Rav Yochanan Da Baye Verova Savri Kavosei. Okay, where does that come from? We take a look at the Tosfos and Chav Gimel Amud Beis. They quote the Gemara Rav Osai. Abaye Ashkel Rav Yosef the Poris Sudra Reshe. Omale lo sovel amar ein avelus b'shabbos. Omale drawn reshibet sinanoik. What was Abaye thinking? Didn't know that. Maybe he thought his Tosfos who yasovel the Poris Sudra Reshe have a drawn reshibet farhesya. Who any old priest arosh chova v'lohoya mechalek ben bebeso ben chutz bebeso v'hu eshem lo bebeso choshev tzino. That's how Tosfos explains the Shakla Vitaria on Chavdal Raman Aleph. Whether we draw a distinction between the house and outside the house. Maybe we should make no distinction. Once it can be seen by somebody in the house, it's considered to be the Farhes, even though no one's there. That's how he understands the Sugya Sa Gemara, the last few lines on the bottom of Chavdal Raman Aleph. Again, to read it together, the Gemara proper. Abai Ashkel Rav Yosef, the Poros, the Sudra Reshi, Razul Bebeise. Omelo Sabala Mari Nevelas B'Shabbos, Chav Yochanan, Drama Shibit Sinna, Noeg. So Tosfos says a whole Pshat, it's Chazal Tosfos one more time. What is he saying over here? What's the back and forth? He thought that Parsa Derech is Drama Shibit Parhesya. That was in a dispute. And he said no, he considered it to be Sinna. So the question was a detailed question. Covering your head in the house, is it Sinna or Parhesya? That's how Tosfos learned the Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? That's one interpretation. We can say it differently. Abaye knew that Bebayis is Betzina, and he still said, Ein Avelas B'Shabbos Kipshuto. As the Ramban said, Ein Avelas B'Shabbos means no Avelas whatsoever. There are three Shittas. See, Tosfos keeps going. Tosfos keeps saying all the time that there's no two, they seem to deny either extreme Shittah. They all hold, there's no Avelas B'Farhesya. They all hold there's no avelus, that there is some avelus. The Ramban says, no, there are two extreme shittas. In the middle shittah, we're centrist, as I say again, we're centrist Orthodox. We accept Betzina, not Befarhesya. But Tosfos says, we're all, everybody is centrist. According to the Ramban, there's left wing and right wing and centrist. According to the Ramban, the Tosfos, everyone's a centrist. The details, what's called Sinema, what's called Farhesya. That's a big machlok, is what's pshat in the Sugya. As a matter of fact, if you look on the Rosh, take a look at the Rosh Simen Chav Ches. Again, Tosfos understood the Rishus to take be taken literally. Rishus is an option. Do whatever you want. And I told you before, no. Once you can do it, you must do it. You must keep the Avelis. So the Rosh Simen Chav Ches sounds that way. Sounds that way. Let's take a look and see if we can find it. It's a long Rosh. Take a look. Chav Ches. Of course, the whole sugya is a Gemara, Pachas, Neser, the whole story. What does he say, Rishus? Rishchita and Rishus, Yochol Linog Oson, V'ein Behen Avelis. And watch the next words in the Rosh. I was going to say, I don't like the Rosh. Hilko Chayam Linog Oson, Kabal Bechol, Kevin Nirlak Avelis. Against Tosfos. Rishus means once it's a Rishus, you have to do it. So writes the Rosh. And that's what I thought Tosfos might hold the same way. The Kitzer, the Chor according to Tosfos, the halacha of Mishiyeshim and Alayim Laraglov is not Lemaisa. Why? Because Tosfos learns that you're not allowed to put on shoes. Since Rabosai, it's Ramesh and Sinna Tosfos holds, because people walk around barefoot. So therefore, Memela, I must go barefoot. I must go barefoot. The Ramban is borrowed this kasha. And the Melchama, as we saw implicitly, this kasha. So So what do you mean, how can it be? You're not to put your shoes on. Same as Tashmish is Asr and Rishchit is Asr. So shoes are Asr. Rav and Shmuel, that's what Rishchit Kipshuto says to Osvis. You put on shoes. And then Priyas Chov is not a Chov. Kuan Rabban, even Chazara Sakara. Even Zakim Samit is not a Chov. The Rosh says, you have to keep Neser, you cannot put on shoes. And then he says, how do you explain this over here? I'd like you to say push up shot in the words of the Rosh. Okay? When we read two lines, you get out of the steering. Hilkah Chayav Nidag Osak Mabachol. What's Osa? Neser. Including you can't wear put on shoes. The next line, Lo Shana Priyas Rosh Chol Vela Shana Menar Meglav. Yesh Meglav Meglav. Raga Mechichan Olav. Whoa, how do you put on shoes? He's allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do it, Rabbi Osai. Let me ask you a question. How do you put shot in the Rosh? He first says these three things since you're it's not so clear in Savelos, so therefore you are required to keep these laws. Then he says, if you put on shoes, then you don't have to uncover your head. You know how to put on shoes. I'm asking a shayla. What's pshat? So one could say that the Rosh is relying on what he said later on. Mm-hmm. Rav said, watch this. We keep reading the Rosh. Va'idna the Ein Regilus Lelech Yochef. Oh, so you say what he's saying before, but I'm not going to be relying on what he said three lines later. That nowadays, you should be putting on shoes because no one walks around barefoot. Pre-millennials could be not so pushed. Let's turn to the Mordechai, please. Rabbi Moshe Simon, tough, kuf vav. Tough, kuf vav. Remember. Rav Yosef is the one, right, who is Poros Shudar Reshe, and he said, Rav Shibitzina Noeg, right? Can you answer the back of Bayah? Let's see, does the Mordechai pass like Rav Yosef? Please take a look on the Mordechai, if you don't mind. Tough. Kuf, Vav. What kind of Mordechai you have? In my edition, it's on page Yud. Quotes of various sheetahs. And he paskins like Rav Yosef. Ashkan Rav Yosef posted a resha. Him came. Avel also lelech begili harosh, afilu b'shabbos. That's what he's suggesting over here. You have to cover your head. What do you mean you have to cover your head? It means not like Yishmael. Apparently, passes like Rabbi on the Tivus Yishmael at the Rakhon Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch passes in the Tivus Yishmael. He paskins that Tivus for Esya. You have to remove it on Shabbos. What about shoes? Everyone look inside, please. Where I just left off in the Mordechai. V'chalitza sandal b'toch beso lav dvorim shal tzina mamishu v'chachozi lehu k'da'aylo b'shabta l'nachmo. People can see when they come into l'nachmo on Shabbat he's not wearing shoes. V'galo dvorim shal v'hesya mamishu. Why? Shul d'ika anoshim tuvod lo masayim yisani b'bayis o mishum mechush o mishum hano hilkoch rishusu. And therefore Lo shalom and I'm a ragav. He's from the ragav and I'm a chalikol of. I'm a chalitz man Rav Yochanan. Rishus. But literally rishus. So here's the one thing. The swing vote is not allowed. You can take it. It really is optional. So it says three things are rishus. Two out of the three is the Rosh says is a chobah. The next line. Habatash shirchitza. Habit Rav Yishol tzina v'osu v'en v'shabes Yisr. Nilas hasandal is close to that. It's close to that. And therefore you are allowed to take your shoes off, but you're also allowed to put your shoes on. And then we understand very well to answer the kasha we had before in the Rosh. How can I be an Alam Ragu? You're not allowed to do it. No. The Mordechai says you are in fact allowed to do it. Now we understand. But fundamentally, let's go a little bit further in the Mordechai. Watch this. Avos kiva samita v'chazaras ker le'achorov. Kevin Shakol, the Knoss, Netzel, the Shabbos, the Nachmo, Veronis, Malbushov, Hanovada lav drum shul tzvinu havu. V'chovu lischa v'amitav lachzor kera lachov. Atka l'shon rabbeinu Avrom. Avio Ezri. The Rav Yo. Avrom Avio Ezri? I thought it was Israel. Rav Yo said, well, the Ezri Rav Yo Alevi. So you have to figure out what this means. Maybe it's somebody different or just a typo or something. Before I said I don't like typos. But we're just discussing who a person is. Maybe it said Reish Aleph and someone had the wrong... This is the fanciest Gemara. What's his name? The old Gemaras? They have a different text? Same thing as I just said? I don't know. Can you do me a favor? I asked once before. Can you bring me the Rav Yo? We have it downstairs. I want once for something else. But I forgot about it. The Rav Yo, Blitzky's version of the Rav Yo. Tomorrow I'll do it myself. I have to remember. Okay? Because I was going to be able to figure it out. They have it downstairs with the Rishon in the front. I'd like to see it. Okay? We should get it right. This is what he says. So you see, there's no difference in the house and the market because people come to the Nachman. Nowadays, it doesn't happen. Who said it doesn't happen? Rabosi, who in this room has ever paid a Shiva visit on Shabbos? It says he's supposed to do it. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, Shin, Tzadi, Tes, Sif, Aleph. Open up. Shin, Tzadi, Tes, Sif, Aleph. Okay, he's discussing the various halachas of Shabbos and Yontif. V'chol yomei haregel, Rabbi misaskimo l'nachimo. Says the Bar Yeshucha, u'kayom ha'ashkenazim enog l'lechas l'beis ovel lo b'Shabbos lo b'Yontif. From the Gesher HaChaim. Mi u'lo yodati atam l'noag zeh. Why not? Look at Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi. I don't want to just make a brief oblique reference to Shevet HaLevi. You have Shevet HaLevi on the screen. Let's get it. See what he says. I thought he had a teretz. He also doesn't understand why. Okay, that's what he's referring to. I'm the only one who has this aura. The Shevet HaLevi had the same aura as well. So would the din change? Nafka Mina would be for shoes. If you assume that people don't wear shoes necessarily. In the house. The Rosh said in his day, no one walks around without shoes, quote in Shulchan Aruch. But now things have changed. Back again, I think. I have a very serious challenge. Maybe you should take off your shoes on Shabbos. And if someone walks in, the guy walks around without shoes. I never heard of it in my life. I was in Avelis twice, and I wore my shoes on Shabbos. Of course, I always wear my shoes in the house. So if people know my personal habits, they come into me and they see what's going on. They don't come. I think we treat shoes as the other two, Chitza and Tashmish. We treat them as if we would treat it that way, we would have to take our shoes off. No, so we say. Nowadays, people all wear shoes. The millennials have to worry about what the psak is. Should it depend on each person individually? I don't know. I can't say I always, never take off my shoes, but almost never. My mother wouldn't let me. The same as my wife's, her mother wouldn't let her either. And this is the European thing. You have to wear shoes because they're afraid that the leads to a my kids don't always wear shoes in the house. I'm not tracking them down all the time, but different generation. I cannot tell what the most, if you look at the most recent Svarim, I'm going to tell what they say about this, wearing shoes on Shabbos. Look at me, the most recent Svarim, right? I have all the most very recent Svarim. after the millennial Svarim. That's the previous millennium, this is behind the times. Can't say. Don't know. The Ramban quotes of the Gaon that all the laws of Avelis apply in the house. Everything. 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 I don't know. That's what the Rif says. Dvarim shebetzina kisi rosh v'chitza v'chamen tashmashamita v'yotzen noag b'metzina quotes Abayi. So apparently there is a distinction according to the Rif between what goes on in the street and what goes on in the house. Against the Mordechai. Apparently also against the Mordechai. Rav Yosef poros sudra reshe in the house dafka, not in the street. And in the house, if people would come in, then he'd have to be priyas rosh chova unless he has shoes on his feet. That's the Ramban says. That's posh pshat. So now, since we're in the Biurim in Shin Tzadi Tes, I'm going to read you a Biurim in Simen Tov. Very next Simen. Simen Tov. Sif Aleph. It says over here, V'shalo lilbosh beged karua. We all know that. No one wears a beged karua on Shabbos. Okay? The Ramban, I'm reading what he says. Why? It's also a Gemara. The Gemara has a Daf Chav Dalet, but Shabbos Kro Me'achorov is by Ovavimo, Machlef Korea. No, let's see the Gemara again. Open the Gemara Chav Dalet and Aleph. Says the Gemara. Here we go. Fifth wide line. Oba kol shiva korlefonif and bala achlef machlef the korea. One says no. Kitanyahu becover ove v'imo. That's what we pass in aloha lemaisa. Theoretically, I know people that don't do this really. Someone's observing shiva for a relative. He's wearing a sweaty shirt. After a few days, gets very sweaty. Take it off, put on a regular shirt. I've never seen an avo do that. Before she didn't know what you are. Only ove v'imo you can't. That's a posh way. We don't have shalimo. It's called in Shulchan Aruch. Both say, open up, we have to get Shin Men, please. That's Hilchos Kriya. Open up, please. Shin Men. Shin Men. Sif Yudalid. I'll call a Mason and Bola Aklif Tog Zainyam and Maklif and a Korean. I love a Vimo. In Maklif Tog Zayin Korea. We just saw the Gemara. It's our basket. It's our Gemara. Bryce of Chavdal says the Beragolo. Okay? So comes along now the Beurim and says, the Ramban says, Maklif. Big though af pitzina, pubitne sha'af bechol, eino chai lulosh begad akarua. Ulechol if he says, as your five bechol, who dafka be oval ashar krovim, oval of imo, o chai avu, lulosh begad akarua kozankim, avu abig stung enough chav dalet. Yeah. Ela muvats, the mister of the Ramban lo mashma kain, o kosh it's fair the Ramban, the kosh of sham aldino, ze, taino de tanya, vishabas koro la chorov, rotzaloma, the mikotoni stoma mashma filu bebeso, Bekasha, Tahi Braisa Midusha Besugyan, Ba'ovel, Al Aviv, Ve'imo. So why is the Ramban quoting it differently? Tzorachi and Godel, and no Terrace. So I want to say this, the following Terrace. It's going to lead into what we do today, we'll probably get to it tomorrow. Why are you Machlut the Korea? Why? Why? Is it an Avelis Nikadin? or is it a kriya dikadim? The Gemara on Av Chavav Amid Beis, please turn. Chavav Amid Beis. The first wide line, the Gemara says, Avelus Lechud and Kriya Lechud. They're two different dinim. If you look at the Mishmeres Shalom, do you have it in the back of your Shulchan Aruch? I don't have it in the back of mine. Who has the back of your Shulchan Aruch? Chaim Ubrachal and Mishmeres Shalom. None of you have it? The huge Shulchan Aruch I have in my house. The big, big, big one has it. No one has it in the room? Nobody. Okay, on the old ones. Okay. It's a kutra is called in alphabetical order. Chaim Ubrachal and Mishmeres Shalom. He has it. Have a dinim too. No one has it, right? Nobody. Maybe someone could go back to some, find some old Shulchan Aruch here today, a big one, in the back of Birkat Hashir tomorrow. They have to go to the old base manager to find that way, find these things. A big throng. Okay? So he holds this way. Why? There's something unbelievable. He passes a Chiddush Nifla Menaira, which no one in the world holds from. If somebody is an avelus for a parent, we all know he gets up from Shiva. No? The seventh day in the morning. The simple Peshat of the Gemara, not the Peshat that I suggested, the simple Peshat of the Gemara is, why is that so? What's a machlokas abishol nechachamim? We saw them on the New Testament days. And what's the Peshat? Halacha kabishol. Why? The last narrow line of the New Testament days. Halacha remekel ba'avil. Says the Chaim Ruchel Shmer Shalom. But if he decides he's going to go into a shower, noon, put on his regular shoes, no, puts on a shirt, he has to rip it again. Kriya Lechud, Avela Sechud. Wow. No one in the world that I know keeps this. I never in my life. Son of a Dushit. Never heard of him. So, why don't we do it? So, apparently, we hold it in an Avelis, Mach of the Korea. But one could say it's in a Korea. But the Ramban holds it's a din in Korea, not an Avelis. How do you know? From the fact that you're not Mach of the Korea, Bishar Krovim. Listen, says the Ramban. You don't have distinctions between an Avelis between siblings and parents generally. Yud Beis Chodesh does, yeah. Otherwise, they're basically the same. Yes, in Kriya, there are numerous distinctions. Open the Gemara for a minute, Chav Beis and Beis. Rattle through a black Gemara. I mean, can't rattle through, it's not fast, but just a quick peek. Chav Beis and Beis. Give a look. The whole daf is full of this. Someone did it over here is as follows. I'll call a Mason, Korea, Tefach. Avim, Yigat, Shigal, Asliba. Call a Mason, Ten Chalukim, you're going to do one. Avim, or all. Right? Right. Kol ha-meisen, mal kam yisofa, rabbi mo, only kam yisofa. Fine. According to one opinion. Kol ha-meisen, sholach ha-shiva, al-meisen, nach ha-shlosh. Kol ha-meisen, rots to kore b'yad, kli, al-meisen, nach ha-b'yad. Kol ha-meisen, lifnin, rabbi mechutz. How many I mentioned so far? Six? I think six, am I correct? I wouldn't count exactly. So the numerous distinctions in Uchaz Kriya between Abba v'nimo, because of Kibbut Abba Aim, and Shakrom. Not Nichos Avelis. And this halacha, Rabbosai, is Nidche, because of why? Because of Kovet Shabbos. It's not Din in Avelis. It's Din in Kriya. And Kovet Shabbos pushes it off. My Nafkamina, Rabbosai. I want to show you a Minchas Shlom. Yes?
Our difference.
That's not Hilchos Avelus.
No,
it's not. Oh, excuse me. You're talking about. I misunderstood what you were saying. Right, you are correct. But we don't do Chalitza Kosef anyway.
It exists, there was a difference.
You're right.
You're right.
You are right. do. All right. I stand corrected. Some distinctions exist, but not too many. These are unique. And the Ramban felt, as I said, I still think my pshat is correct, even though you are correct. Thank you for correcting. Let's look at Mincha Shlomo. It's a very halacha lemaisa. This is so halacha lemaisa. It's every single, almost every single situation of Avelis that comes up. Okay. Will Diskin says, Shabbos nami gachi of kriya, but Ayahu de Raviale can't do it. So therefore, in Hechlev begod the Mitzorah of Shabbos, over a Koran b'Shabbos, Chayesh of the Choshev betake, there's a chi of kriya on Shabbos too. No. He says he thinks it's a makalko. But he says, look what he says. So with Afim Hechlev the love of b'Shabbos, begashel chol, Shapar Asher Leos Globus of Motzi Shabbos Afilus Ma Meruba for the Torah of the Kroah Elam Kain Pashto V'Choz of Alavsho Lagos Chayav the Kroah the Chiddush Godol. He says things in Maral Diskin held that way. V'chein Nirali V'niska Shechayav Lizdares Mar B'Motzi Shabbos Lifsho Me'olam Azabeget K'leisho Yischayav the Kroah. Constant Shalom. You do the Minig in the House of the Yovel, right? Motzi Shabbos. Do you run quickly to take off your garment? Do we have to rip it? V'yavshi chol lama de kmo sheraver of Shabbos kala fnei kabbalah Shabbos. Eino korea. Ho v'nika shal v'yishi l'chofet Shabbos. Kach kam b'motzi Shabbos. Kol shmash nika shalosh shana adayim yishu kol Shabbos kam kein potur. Based on the ritva. Mach the beggar shochor. Eino chayav l'kroa. Nika kol Shabbos. V'chulin. This is what Shlomo Zalman says. It's a very, very, very big Kiddush. A very big Kiddush. Apparently we hold not that way. He's holding it in the Kriya. But our minig on the seventh day, when we rely on Alok Nirmekel Ba'avel, the Pshuto, we hold it's a Dinan Avelis. If it's a Dinan Avelis, gentlemen, it seems to me that, I'm only saying this not Alok Olamayis, but I did it. You shouldn't put your Shabbos Sukkah shirt on till Shkia. Because if you do it, you have to rip it. Shlomo Zalman is correct. In the Kriya, it's not nigel, it's nigel to cover Shabbos. It's in the Avelis, that Avelis goes to Shkia. It's not lifted earlier. We saw it. In the Cholamali, you get off the chair. We spoke about that before. It's not an Easter Avelis in the first race. I proved to you. That's what I did. I came late to Shul as a result of that. Because I wouldn't leave my room until Shkia. The Shul was nearby. I got there quickly. But still, I'm not mocking anybody else like this because it's a ain't rov it's a bichol lamad, but that should come out if you hold us a dinner of Avelis. You should put on a shirt before Shabbat if the rippers. He says no, the minig is not that way. If it's in Kriya, I understand. Then in Kriya, I have to get another problem. So why are we allowed to put on a shirt and leave it on at the seventh day of Avelis in the morning when it's the Mitzvah of Kula when it comes to Kriya only Avelis? So we're in a bit of a quandary about this, but we're also out of time. Which tomorrow we'll try to make as much progress as we can. You'll let me know next week if you want more Mara Makomas. If I should, we're not even finished for a long time to what I gave you out already. So if not, I'll just leave it if you want. So let me know tomorrow. I'll do some more of the week.
11:15.
Tomorrow 11:15. I'd like maybe to say she on Sunday. If we didn't say last Sunday, but you let me know what this Sunday.